Hi everyone, this is Greg here and welcome to Just the Meme podcast, where we chat to teams using blockchain technologies to solve real world problems. Today we have Jebsy from Xtrooms and Chris and Stove joining us from XRP Cafe, a cozy place for NFTs on the XRPL. Really good to have you guys here and looking forward to our chat.
Thank you for having us.
Definitely a pleasure. Appreciate it.
So I don't know who wants to go first, but usually I start off with, how did you get into this sort of crazy world? Maybe we talk about like your individual journeys and then how it all came together for XRP Cafe.
For sure. Yeah, I'll definitely start off. My name is Chris or Sloppy. I'm a part of the XRP Cafe and the Pixelate Rowboat Club. Sorry about that. My journey into crypto first started probably in 2016 when I was in college. I was working at Microcenter at the time and I was building somebody's computer and he's like, you should invest in a Litecoin. Had no clue what it was. So as a normal college student, of course, I took what he said and invested into it without doing any research. And that was the 2016, 2017 bull run. And then after that, the rest was history. There was like a learning curve with buying XRP back then. So unfortunately I was unable to get in at the good prices, but hey, we're here now and we're loving it.
I think that was similar to my journey. I went Litecoin first and XRP. I guess they were very big in those days.
yep. No, definitely.
I'll follow up with what Chris said, because Chris and I actually grew up together and we went to college together as well. So our journey kind of started and I'm going to rewind even further than Chris did. I think we first heard about Bitcoin in like 2011. It was sometime further back in the day and we were going to buy some. I think we heard about the investment of the, cryptocurrencies in general, and we were going to buy, however much Bitcoin. I think it was like $100 worth at the time. And like I said, that was in 2011. I think, Chris, do you remember?
I think we were looking at $800 Bitcoin in 2010, 2011. Yeah. And it would have came out to something like, I think it was like 864 Bitcoin or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there was like a learning curve of trying to buy it in high school. And it's like, I have no clue how to use a computer. So that's
exactly
where I'm at. Exactly.
So that was the first time that we kind of heard about it. And we never ended up, buying any, which stunk. But then like Chris said, the 2016, 2017 bull run, we had kind of started dabbling in different cryptocurrencies and then we found XRP and, like Chris said, that's pretty much the rest is history.
Nice. And Jebsy?
Yeah, of course. It's kind of funny that Chris mentioned and you as well, Litecoin. Practically the same journey back when I was in college in 2016-17. My roommate had mentioned it to me and it wasn't Bitcoin or Ethereum, it was Litecoin. Litecoin was the first one, rode it through the whole entire bear market throughout the years. And then back is the kind of the funny portion with XRP, a buddy of mine I was working with actually mentioned it to me. So first you mentioned AMD. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that stock, but AMD is the computer chip next to a competitor of Intel.
Yeah.
And practically they went from $10 all the way up to past like $100.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, and pretty smart guy. So the only other time he's ever mentioned something was XRP. So I'm like, there must be something to this. So I checked it out. This was in the 20 cents. And then the more you look at it, the more like you find out about how much FUD there is about the out there and et cetera. And then me being an artist, I saw the whole like CryptoPunk NFTs coming out on Ethereum, et cetera. So that got me interested, but I wasn't focused. I didn't want to put my art on one of those platforms. So that's when kind of around a few months later, the Xbox 20 talks came about and that's when Xbox 20 came around and my project came out and then further cut a little bit more into that. I saw Park was another project and they're super awesome people helping out the community, giving out developer tools, et cetera. So that's where we did a bunch of like events, like you mentioned, the Pixel Shroombo games, et cetera. And then that's kind of what led us to this portion where we are now, teaming up to make a marketplace that's easy and nice and cozy for the community to use.
That's awesome. So I don't follow the community probably as much as I should. I'm sort of head down and trying to build product. So running the clock back, what is this Pixel? What did you call it? Pixel Shrooms Boat Party.
You want to speak, Chris, or see the
I'll go into it. So it's the Pixel Ape Rowboat Club or Park. And basically where the name came from, of course, you have Bored Ape Yacht Club.
Yes.
And taking that turn over to the XRPL, we were like, okay, so yachts take a lot of gas, Ethereum, a lot of gas to complete transactions, which turns into money. You know, fueling up a yacht costs a lot of money. So we're like, okay, what fits perfectly with the XRPL? Low transaction fees, rowboats have absolutely no gas. So we were like, okay, that kind of pairs up together, you know. So that's how the name came together. And we started our journey. We had an Ethereum project, and, you know, after our developer was, you know, showing us the figures of, you know, pushing contracts being, you know, multiple thousands of dollars, and, you know, Adam, our developer, he likes building stuff and, you know, open source tools and whatnot. So doing that on, you know, the Ethereum blockchain would just not be economically right, I guess you could say, at the end of the day. And, you know, we made that transition over to the XRPL, and he's been, you know, having a field day with, you know, releasing tools like airdrop tools, Discord bots, what else, verify tools. And he actually developed the, I think it was one of the first ERC 721 to XLS 20 bridges, that he submitted within, I think, last quarter's hackathon, which he actually ended up winning. So, you know, it's been a lot of fun within the XRPL, and, you know, there's a lot of, wiggle room, I guess you can call it, when, you know, developing tools.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's so much infrastructure to build here, but, you know, we're sort of almost blank slate. So it's a really good time to sort of be in, I guess, in parallel. Jevzy, you were, I guess, doing Lava Labs, and then X-Shrooms came about, somehow.
Lava Labs, as you see here, that's practically my LLC. I'm an artist outside of the Web3 space. So I pretty much do like a lot of work for bands in the music industry. So like screen print, album covers, EPs, whatever merchandise, you can name it. Cool name drop I always like to use. I've worked with Phil West's son from the Grateful Dead. So that kind of ties a little bit into Ripple, because the Grateful Dead's Ripple's very inspired by that with the song, et cetera. And then I don't know if you guys saw that they used to have the 404 page. Used to be the Dead Dancing Bear. So kind of all that cool stuff. But yeah, now that's where Lava Labs came from. My logo is practically like a lava lamp mixed with like a pencil. So it's like a constant flowing of ideas, et cetera.
Yeah.
And then an extra is my Genesis project in Web3.
Yeah.
So as I mentioned, like the punks and everything. So I thought it would be cool to gather a community that I could actually have and trace back to that and continuously give benefits as I make my next step in this art career. So that's where the X-Rooms project was then born.
Okay, nice. Yeah. And I guess all that has really set the stage for XRP Cafe now, which, did you guys get a grant for that? Was that the recent news, or you're developing out, or what are you building basically, I suppose, is the question there.
So as of right now, no grant, but we are applying to the creator fund. You know, the way that the project basically came together was we saw that there was a need, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jebzy, but, you know, across the Shrooms project, Park project, and within the community, it seems like there was a need for an NFT marketplace that was intuitive and, you know, didn't have a bunch of fluff for you to navigate around to be able to get what you want. So the goal of the cafe is to be one of the easiest to use marketplaces where, you know, you don't need to buy a cafe token to purchase an NFT. We want it to literally be buy XRP or hold XRP, go onto the cafe, find the NFT you like, buy that NFT, and then within three clicks, it's already in your wallet. So that's our main goal on what we're trying to accomplish. And in terms of, you know, clutter on the website, we're trying to, you know, literally just make it a strict marketplace, but also have a nice community aspect in terms of, you know, Twitch live streams, maybe artist live streams with musicians and whatnot. And on top of that, you know, with the two developers that we have, we look to add some, you know, nice functionality within the marketplace to make it a little bit more than just a marketplace, but at the same time, still easy to use and really no learning curve.
I think the next phase of Web3 is going to be so focused on UX and how we make these things just usable, probably in short. It's a big challenge, and definitely, like, sort of going back to sort of where XRP is, it's crying out for all this infrastructure, and these experiences are going to be so important to onboarding way more people. So is the sort of, I saw that Adam is your main developer and he's going to be going to Apex to speak about sort of building bridges.
That is correct. Yep. He's going to be in some XRP Cafe swag. We're currently mocking that up right now. So if you do see him, give that little cup a tap on the head and shake Adam's hand or something.
No, that'd be wicked. I think we're speaking there too, so we'll be on the lookout for sure. The bridge itself, is it was Ethereum ERC, I've forgotten the standard, 721, is it? Or
right. Yep.
And that's going to be part of the XRP Cafe thing to help bring anyone across who wants to come to low transaction fees world.
So that's basically the plan. Of course, we want to get, you know, the groundwork of the marketplace done first. We want people to be able to, you know, buy and sell NFTs. And then once that's bulletproof and, you know, there's no problems, then that's where Adam's going to start really opening it up and adding, you know, that bridge and potentially more features that we can't speak on as of right now. But yeah.
Keeping it very tight. No, that's good. That's cool. I think I don't know how much we've seen people come from the Ethereum community. Maybe you have a better view of it than me, over to XRPL. But sort of what was that? I guess you did it for the community, mostly, it sounds like. You looked at how much, well, for a start, how much it was going to cost to mint it, and then like the ongoing costs of that. What was the sort of logic? Because a lot of people just sort of swallowed that, and I guess I'm interested to unpack that a little bit more to work out if we can replicate it for other projects in ETH.
So I guess, Steve, you want to go?
Yeah, no, I mean, I can get that. So, you know, we were over in the Ethereum space for probably like 6 months. And, you know, there's a lot, obviously a lot more people in the Ethereum space, and the communities are relatively similar. However, the barrier to entry when you're making an NFT project in the Ethereum space is, you know, much harder to get into as opposed to the XRPL, just because of the oversaturation. So
yeah,
in order to, you know, gain a following, you need to either pay an influencer or you need to pay big bucks in marketing to get the following that you want. And then when you do get that following, you know, you have a lot of competition as well. So as a team, you know, we were all in XRP, you know, previous to getting into that Ethereum space. And when we realized, you know, that gas fees were incredibly high for both consumers and, you know, for us to deploy a contract on the creator side, it was super high as well. We're like, well, why are we doing this when we don't really believe in Ethereum as a crypto? So, you know, moving over to the XRPL, it's a lot closer in a more tight knit community for sure. And, that's another awesome aspect about the XRP Cafe is that, you know, Jebsy runs XRooms. We run another project on the XRPL Park, and, you know, we're creators that understand the community. So we've been in this space for getting close to like a year now, and we pretty much know like everyone in the entire space. So the fact that, you know, we're starting a marketplace, and we understand what it's like to be, you know, creators in the XRPL, we kind of have a little background knowledge. So it's cool for us to come together and, you know, start a project when we kind of understand the market.
Yeah. What was your sort of, Jeffsy maybe, what was your sort of experience of minting as it is now? And I guess you're building XRP Cafe to really solve some of those problems that I guess you've seen in the community, but what was the process like like launching Xtrooms on XLS 14, was it? Or did you go for a different standard?
Yeah, for sure. So no, we're not on XLS 14 as well. We're currently waiting for XLS 20. But as of right now, how the XRP ledger works is that you could put out a pretty much, I call it a redemption token. So that token will be redeemed for an NFT once XLS 20 is live on the mainnet. And that's pretty much, my apologies. And yeah, that pretty much was like a way that project can start to build a community, et cetera, and whatnot. And then we all, with that being said, we did think XLS 20 was coming a lot sooner than where we are now.
Oh yeah.
It went from December to January, then bumped up to March, et cetera. And then here we are in August. So with that being said, yeah, that's pretty much that. But one thing I want to tie into what Stowe was mentioning too, is that that's practically what I was looking at when I was trying to look for a blockchain or a ledger to host my project on, is that I would text a bunch of people like, hey, have you bought any NFTs on Ethereum? And most of my friends, and these are people that would be like collectors and not somebody that would want the JPEG just so it goes up in value. They're like, no, I tried to buy it, but the gas fees were a little too expensive. And just that kind of tying it back into what you were saying, just bringing in the general public, like that's not going to be something that's sustainable moving forward. And especially how we've seen with Ethereum and how 2.0 moves, et cetera. So looking at things like 8-bar Algorand, which then led to the XRP ledger, XLS 20, it's awesome how it has on-chain royalties as well. And that's a big plus is how things aren't linked to smart contracts and et cetera. And smart contracts are very troublesome with security, especially if you practically don't know how to read one. And most people that are buying a piece of art aren't going to know how to read a smart contract.
Yeah.
So the ETH of XLS 20 just makes it a lot more friendly for the general public to come into the space.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. And I guess you have quite a decent firsthand experience of like the music industry and royalties and all that jazz from your work, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. Especially with the screen print, as there are a limited amount of run. So for example, there will be a show and then you may print 150 for that show. So it's probably putting out a fee collection of 150. But then with that being said, like I only get my design payment for it. And then you'll see like secondary transfers or secondary sales, like the people selling the print for several hundreds of dollars. And that nothing goes back to the original artist. This is all people that I like to see, like people will wait online and buy multiple prints just so they could scalp it and sell it for more money afterwards. And they're making more money on this print than me.
Yeah.
So just to have royalties come on chain with Web3, it's massive for an artist, and definitely would like to incorporate some of my screen print art into as we move into this environment too.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that sounds wicked. I'm Chris and Stove doing your Pixel 8. There we go. Pixel 8 Robot Club. Yep. Did you have a similar experience? Did you release an IOU or a redemption token in a similar thing, or are you just waiting for XLS 20 to come as well?
So yeah, we did release an IOU token. We airdropped, I think it was 0.05 PARC to 40,000 trust lines, because we had absolutely no clue what we were doing, to be completely honest, when we first got in here. We knew about the trust lines, but we didn't understand about, you know, the farming accounts and whatnot. So we released the trust line, no marketing was done. And then we refresh the page and there's 1,000 people signed up for the trust line. It's like, well, what's going on over here? But it's like a kind of like a double-edged sword, because yes, those farmers did manipulate and, you know, did take control of, you know, the token for a little bit. But at the same time, it also gave us an entry into building our Twitter account and, you know, just building up the community. So it wasn't too bad. I don't know if you want to go in further on that, Steve.
Yeah, no, like you said, it's really cool coming over here, and you know, we dropped our trust line, and like Chris said, it started popping off within the first, you know, couple minutes. And then, you know, we start refreshing our Twitter page, and I think we got like 5,000 followers in one day. And
wow.
There's not many places where you can get that type of you know, interaction, in especially not in the Ethereum space, because like I said, it's just so saturated. So it's pretty cool to come over to the XRPL, and this was right around, I think, like November or December of 2021, which was when, you know, the XRPL was kind of at its peak as far as like interaction goes. So there was the most amount of people in the community. And it was, it gave us kind of like a really good taste as to like what this community can be, because as of right now, you know, things have kind of slowed down. Cause like Jebsy said, the, you know, XLS 20D, the NFT standard, has been pushed back. So, the biggest thing about it is that, you know, we got to keep our heads down as a community, and, you know, eventually this standard will come, and when it does, hopefully it will, you know, be as prosperous as we hope it to be.
Yeah, because I saw you guys spun up the whenmint.day site for like the tracking all the XLS 20 amendments. I mean, I always go there to check rather than go through the amendments now, which is really cool. And I like that you have a counter since days since 1.9.2, because it's good to see stuff moving forward. You know, it's been 15 days since that. So I think you've done a really nice little job there.
Yeah, I think that was you, Jebsy, right?
Sorry. Yeah. Well, sort of. Chris Thompson, he originally put out like this infographic explaining it. And I'm like, oh, that's perfect. That's literally what the community needs.
Yeah.
So I like kind of that inspired, like made it look a little bit nicer, like designed it, etc. And then he liked that, and then he made that one into like an interactive one that updates. So that just like goes to show, like, this could be like a very maybe tunnel vision, or in my opinion, or subjective, but I can't see something like that happening on like Ethereum or something, where our community members were just bouncing off of each other like that and putting in the time to make something that would benefit other community members. And that's practically what happened there. So it was a really cool thing. And then he even got the URL, Lendin.
Yeah. No, it's brilliant. And yet, like you said, Ethereum, it does well, and sort of any blockchain sort of writing and stuff, it always talks about composability as a real sort of plus point for, you know, why these things need to be open source and how we can stand on top of each other, and money Legos and all those sort of memes that you see floating around. But to see just a simple thing in action like this, where you can inspire it, someone picks it up, builds it, chucks it back, and someone else probably contributes it, sort of just goes to show the power of this community, and you know how keen everyone is to help one another still, which is a really nice place to be, I think.
Yeah, definitely. It's a really cool community, and like I said, pretty much, you know, if you're in this community now, you're early, and it'll probably take you a week or two to get to know, you know, all of the big projects, and all of the community members too. You know, it's like I said, a really tight knit community, and there's really very small amounts of problems. You know, there aren't too many problems in the XRPL community for the most part. So pretty seamless.
Yeah. I mean, the sort of ledger as the sort of baseline for that is, you know, run pretty continuously for like 10 years and sort of shows like the staying power and sort of things are done right, which maybe is to the frustration of some of us in the community waiting for XLS 20 to come. But exactly. I think we know that the nodes and the validators have sort of our backs in this case. So gotta be patient. I don't know if you guys wanted to talk about sort of where XRP Cafe goes. You've sort of said that, you know, you just want it to be a cozy place. Maybe that's where it goes at the moment, and you see, you know, where it is, or is there this sort of grand vision behind the scenes that sort of you're working towards?
Yeah. So I know, you know, as far as Chris and I, we actually host similar kind of podcasts to what you're doing right now. So we have a Twitch stream, and we started off by basically bringing on other NFT projects in the XRPL and from other, you know, blockchains. And we host them on our Twitch stream, and kind of do like laxed AMAs, kind of this style where we're just basically chatting, you know, talking about how people got into crypto. So it's kind of cool that you're doing this too. And it's very familiar to us, but that's kind of how we met Jebsy. So he was the first project that we had hosted, on our podcast, and it was cool to kind of get to know him. And, you know, as we were saying, we're very new to this community, and to have someone like, you know, Jebsy and the X-Shrooms project kind of welcome us in and be one of the first people to come on the show and just be a genuine person and kind of chat it up with us. It was really awesome. So since then we've live streamed for, I think, like 80 hours. Wow. We've hosted like, you know, 35 plus projects on the live stream, and it's been an awesome tool to kind of get to know the community, like I was talking about. And that's one of the things that we're going to bring over to the XRP Cafe. We're going to basically have those similar style AMAs where we bring projects on and stuff like that, and learn about the artists, learn about, you know, the NFT projects in general. And that's all going to be done through the XRP Cafe Twitch. So just a kind of cool little additive community aspect to the marketplace.
Yeah, no, that's really nice to become that sort of hub for people finding out about projects. I think so we're sort of coming at it from the other side. We're looking at sort of data analytics and trying to sort of help establish, you know, reputations, people who are pushing their Twitter forward, their Twitch stuff. Those are the sort of stats we're trying to look at. And yeah, I think the confluence of the two is where the probably people can do the best research into these projects and stay away from some of the more nefarious actors, let's say, that are out there. Yeah, Jebsy, I don't know if you wanted to say a bit more, you look like.
Nothing. That stove covered most of it. I do branding. I make a lot of the art. so then I let them take care of like the vision and the path of where it goes.
Oh, no.
Got the brains for this.
Oh, so, well, I think that sort of brings me to the end of my questions. I don't know if there was anything else you guys wanted to touch on. We can chat about another project that you might like if you want, or yeah, just kind of wrap it up. I don't mind.
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely stay tuned to see what the XRP Cafe has in store. You know, we got a lot in the pipeline. Not much of it we can release yet, just because we don't want to release, you know, we want to deliver on what we promise. So, but we got a lot in store over the next couple of weeks. I think we have the release of our preview for the website coming up, Jebsy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, in what, 4 days or something like that?
Oh, so very soon.
Yeah, if you visit our website, you should be able to see. Go ahead.
That's when this is uploaded, but yeah, 4 days from today-ish.
Yeah, okay. You'll be able to kind of see the little preview that we have there. And then we're just going to have a placeholder site, just so people can kind of get the general idea of what the marketplace is going to look like. But we're really excited. As a team, we meet every Sunday for basically like 1 to 2 hours in the morning. And we have like 7 or 8 people working on the project too. So
oh, wow.
A bunch of, you know, we have obviously us from Park, and then we have Jebsy, who are the NFT project creators. And then we have Moonkey and Vet, who are, you know, two of the most prominent community members in the XRPL.
Yeah.
They're on the team as well. And then we have, you know, two developers, Adam and Chris, who's a different Chris. And they're kind of working hard to do all the stuff on development. And then we have Timmy as well, who's on design. So we have a really awesome team, and, you know, we're working hard to get a lot done over the next couple of weeks. And we just basically want to be prepared for when XLS 20 drops, to have, you know, the best marketplace that we can.
Yeah, no, sounds like a wicked team you got there. Nice. It's collaboration.
A group of guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A
group of guys. For sure.
No, it sounds amazing. Where's the best place to like follow that? Is that Twitter, or do you guys have a Discord?
Yeah, we got both. So we have our Twitter, which is XRP Cafe. the website is xrp.cafe. And then you can also join our Discord as well. It probably will be easiest to, you know, post a link in the description, but
yeah,
we have a really awesome, Discord right now. Big shout out to all of the community that's, come through and joined that Discord. The Discord's popping off. Let's just put it that way. There's a lot of people talking in the Discord, which is awesome. The community's great too. So it's cool to have, you know, all the people that we know kind of in one central location.
Oh, that's wicked. Sorry, Jefferson, you're going to say something there, I think.
No, I could pretty much top off what I was going to say about XRP Cafe. I'm super excited to work on that project. Like, as the over Steve was mentioning, it's an awesome team. Everyone's super dedicated to it. And then with Xtrooms, this is, as I was saying earlier, this is my Genesis project in Web3. So pretty much that's what I entitled. I want to carry along with it. So anybody who practically, who mints the Xtrooms through like the X app and redeems the NFT will pretty much be with me forever in the next step of my journey. So I'm going to be like snapshotting all the minters wallets. And then all of those will be considered, quote unquote, I'd be calling it Genesis minters. That was kind of playing off one of the sayings, forever Jed. So you're here forever with me with the next step in the chapter of my art career. And that's the benefit of the three. That's what this technology can do. And I know a lot of people might deem it or blow it off like it's nothing, but for an artist, this is pretty much a dream of what people have wanted, to be able to track your community and then give them benefits to that with proven provenance, and it's trackable right on the ledger. There's a lot of wonders that you could work with this technology, and they're not even just, as both of you are aware, not even art, but it ventures off to pretty practically anything that you could put ownership to. And it's just truly amazing space. So I'm excited to be here, and I appreciate having this conversation. And definitely I like the style of talks. It's very much laid back, and you kind of go about the day in a sense.
Very rambling.
Love it.
Yeah, like I am right now.
No, wicked. I think that's a really good place to wrap up. Really great to have all you guys on here. Massively looking forward to the release of the website. I think that'll be a nice little interim bit. It'll be great to see what the sort of like artwork and sort of design of it is. Obviously the cup has captured imaginations already.
Bling cozy. That's,
yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Appreciate you having us on, Greg. Definitely got a new subscriber from us today, and this was really awesome. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries. For anyone still listening, obviously hit subscribe, all the links below. All the usual stuff, tell your friends about it. We're always doing more, and there's loads of back catalog of XRP teams who we've talked to already. Get involved, and definitely follow these guys, because yeah, they're gonna do big stuff. You can tell.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.